Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. I am your host, Nina Gibson. I am so glad that you have taken time out of your day to listen to this episode of the podcast. I appreciate your support so, so much. So today I wanted to talk about something that has been really transformative for me and my business over the past year, and something that I sort of talk about online and when I show up, but I guess I hadn't really realized is such an integral part of how people see me and how I'm showing up. So I wanted to talk about it. And if you follow me at all on Instagram, you know that I am definitely into woo. And a lot of people who follow me are either into woo too, or they're woo adjacent. And I definitely am a pragmatic person who loves science, but I am also somebody who strongly, strongly believes in the power of intuition and listening to our inner guides and letting that help lead us toward the direction that we are meant to be going in. And so many of us, and this topic has been brought up before on the podcast, have been taught to push down that little guide, that inner voice that says, this is what you really want to do, in favor of following the advice from other experts or gurus, or maybe our people pleasing comes out and we push our needs and desires down in favor of somebody else's needs or desires or outcome. And in business, I don't think that there is anything more fundamentally important than listening to and following your gut intuition, your sacral bodily reaction and feeling when it comes to decision making. And I think oftentimes we look externally, we look outward to give us that validation when really we need to be looking inward. And I am somebody who has always been fascinated with woo, magic, the stars, moon, all of that stuff. And I remember being, I don't know, maybe seven or eight years old and being at a fair and my mom had her palm read. And I was like, ooh, this is so fascinating. Like, I was just always interested in the power of intuition. And of course, regardless of how you feel about palm readings, so much of what they're giving to you is based on body language and picking up cues and intuition-led readings, right? So regardless of whether you think it's real or not, it's still, intuition still plays a role. And intuition is such a powerful, powerful tool that we have that when we really tap into can be so transformative. And one of the things that I love to do that I started sharing on a daily basis with my Instagram audience is my daily card pull from an oracle deck that I am obsessed with. And I've pleasantly surprised that so many of you are obsessed with it too. I think I've had at least 13 or 14 people DM me and be like, what is the link for the deck? And then much to my elation, buy the deck and then start posting their daily card pulls too, or sharing them with me, which I love. And it is the Sacred Creator's Oracle deck. And it is a beautiful, beautiful deck and guidebook specifically for creatives, solopreneurs, business owners. And it really helps you tap into that intuition. And something that I think is really important about the cards, these are not like, this is not a fortune telling thing or practice, right? This isn't looking for somebody or something to tell you what is going to happen. This is really a practice of tapping into your intuition and really sitting with a question or an idea and using the cards to help guide you to an answer that you already have somewhere inside of you, to an answer that you already know. You just need a little bit of a universe nudge to get you there, to help you have that aha moment and that clarity or that permission slip to make that decision, that leap, whatever it may be. And that's where the cards come in, and they play a really beautiful role in helping you do that. And for me, they've become such an integral part of my morning routine and how I show up for myself. And I wanted to share with you, in case you are somebody who's been thinking, you know what, I'm going through the motions in my business and I'm listening to these experts or this coach, and while the advice I get is really good, it doesn't feel aligned. It's not sitting right with me. This is your nudge from the universe to follow your gut instinct, to push aside the noise of what other people are telling you you should be doing, and follow your inner guide toward what you need to be doing, what you are meant to be doing. I shared before on the podcast that before I launched Elevated Visibility, I was doing a VIP day with the amazing Rosa and her team, who helps me with the podcast, audio editing, and all of that amazing stuff. And I was supposed to record the first three episodes. I had done the intro outro already, I believe, and I couldn't. I had lost my voice for no reason whatsoever. And it was really interesting because in that week, I pulled cards related to the throat chakra at least two or three times. I shared this in one of the first episodes of the podcast. And what's really interesting is that in the last 2 days, I've had two people have to reschedule their podcasts because they've lost their voices, which, of course, it's that time of year. People are getting sick. But what makes this particularly interesting is that I have been sitting with this desire to be even more transparent in this podcast, to dig into topics that are heavier, that are deeper, that are more raw than just the marketing and some of the other things that I've talked about. And after my interview with Stacey Hagen, I was like, you know, I really want to dig into all of the different components of our lives that hold us back from being the best possible version of ourselves in our business, or prevent us from showing up in our business the way that we are meant to be showing up. And I've been hesitant to do that for a number of reasons. A big one being vulnerability and sharing more about my own personal story, because a lot of the people involved in that story are around, and I sort of have a fear of, you know, airing my dirty laundry, so to speak. But also because, you know, it's a delicate area. I am not a therapist. I'm not a trauma-informed coach. So I've had hesitation around showing up in a way that I feel like is beneficial, but is also not crossing any kind of line or boundary. And I'm very aware of the impact that we can have on others and being mindful of speaking to things that I am an expert in and not going down a road or a path speaking about things that I'm not really informed enough or educated enough on to be speaking about. All that being said, I got the messages about rescheduling the podcast. I pulled a card today about cozying up with risk. And I'm going to read to you what that card means. And I sat with this for a while this morning. So the essential meanings for this card are fearless pursuit of your dreams, an ability to successfully manage calculated and uncalculated risk, pushing past fear, new opportunities, creative expansion of what's possible, learning to control the monkey mind, learning to bless fear and move ahead anyway, focusing on the goal. And this just, I've pulled this card before several times, but today it hit me in a different kind of way, because the thing that came to my mind is, what are you so afraid of? My intuition and my gut is saying, go in this direction. But my fear, my past experiences, this idea of what I should or shouldn't be doing, what's appropriate or inappropriate, is preventing me. And so this is a really good example of where I kind of got a nudge from the universe, right? And I'm not saying make business decisions based on a daily card pull or some kind of morning ritual. But what I am saying is, whether it's a daily card pull or journaling or just sitting in quiet for 5 minutes a day, lean into your intuition. Lean into what your body is telling you, what your soul is telling you. Lean into how you react, how you physically react when somebody says, hey, what about this idea? If your body is like, no, but your mind is like, yes, sit with that. You are in control of this journey. You are in control of what direction you take your business in. And I think as soon as we really realize that and we have that aha moment, things start to happen, right? And one of the things for me that happened around this time last year is that I really started working on personal development. And there are so many amazing coaches and experts and other women in business who are doing amazing things. But I let that get into my head. I was focusing so much on what everybody else was doing that I wasn't focusing enough on what I could or should be doing, on what I wanted to be doing. And I was going through the motions of doing business how other people were doing business, instead of focusing on how I want to do business, on what makes me feel lit up, on what feels energetically aligned and matched with me. And the times where I have felt that energetic alignment are when I followed my intuition. And the times when I feel resentful of what I'm doing in my business is when I know I'm not following my gut. So I started integrating these daily practices like the card pull and journaling, though I'm a really bad journaler. I'm not good at it. But I definitely write down a few bullets on a daily basis. I Voxer on the regular with a few close people. And that really helps to talk through ideas. I've had some amazing mentorship. All of these things combined have helped me come to a place where I am truly, truly running my business from not only a place of energetic alignment, but based on my intuition. And all of the things that I've done in this journey so far over the past year, following my intuition, has led me to where I am now. And it feels so, so good. And this is an ongoing process, right? There are still things that I'm doing in my business that make me feel icky. And some of those are hanging around because of financial reasons or things like that. But all of the things that I'm doing, the decisions that I'm making, are now led by my intuition and what I truly want to be doing and what my ultimate, you know, 5-year, 7-year, 10-year goals are. And I think sometimes people think that if you add a little bit of woo, and I don't even really think that listening to your intuition is woo, but we're going to call it that. I think people think that if you add that in, you can't also be a smart business person or you can't be pragmatic. You can 100% be both. You can be super smart with your business, look at data, look at marketing research, all of those things, and still make decisions from a place of intuition, from a sacral place of this is a hell yes or this is a hell no. And I think that that's really important. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be both. It 100% can be both. So I wanted to share that with you all today because it's been tapping into that and integrating a daily practice where I'm really focusing in on my intuition and what my body is telling me and looking for that intuition-led guidance on different things going on in my business has helped me find so much clarity and permission to do it the way I want to do it. And I think you'll find if you start with that practice that things will blow up for you in your business in all of the right and good kind of ways. So I'm going to put the link to the couple of my favorite decks, tarot card decks, in the show notes. They're not affiliate links. They're just my favorites. I want to share them with you in case you are inspired by this podcast, in case you want to integrate some sort of intuition-led practice into your daily routine. I hope the sun is shining wherever you are. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.